Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton said Friday she understands not everyone has benefited from the improvement in the U.S. economy since the recession.
I believe we had to recover from the recession that we inherited from the last Republican administration. I love it when Republicans criticize us as though they want everybody to have amnesia and forget that when Barack Obama became president, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month.
Meantime, the Republican Party nominee for president, Donald Trump, also campaigned on Friday.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. Lying. How do you lie to the FBI? And I mean, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
Presidential election will be November the 8th. U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating their attacks on the city of Manbij near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city's center. Meantime, the U.N. envoy for Syria is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of any humanitarian corridors, allowing civilians to escape Aleppo. U.S. military is vehemently rejecting remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S. military was siding with plotters of the failed military coup in Turkey. Erdogan criticized U.S. general after the general voiced concern about the long-term impact on U.S.-Turkish relations. This is VOA News.